Good morning and welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. We're pleased to be speaking with Dr. Ann Passmore with Cooper Clinic. Dr. Passmore attended the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences at Little Rock. She did her surgery internship in North Carolina and her general surgery residency in Alabama. She did her plastic and reconstructive surgery residency in Boston. Certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, Dr. Passmore joined Cooper Clinic to develop the Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Center. Our topic of conversation today is weight loss, or more specifically, excessive weight loss. Dr. Passmore, weight loss is a topic that touches every family at one time or another. Significant weight loss can leave a person healthier and thinner, but with that less than toned appearance. What are the occasions that would cause a patient to have that loose, baggy skin?
The loose, baggy skin is often the result of someone who has been quite obese. They've weighed a lot more than what they wanted to be, or sometimes even post-pregnancy, women have had a huge, tremendous weight gain, and then they just can't lose it. Then those individuals, by either rigorous dieting and rigorous exercise management under the supervision of a physician, or by even undergoing surgical procedures from a general surgeon, such as gastric bypass or lap band surgeries, those things really cause the patient to have a massive amount of weight loss. And we're talking, you know, maybe not just 30 pounds, but maybe 50 to 100 pounds. And those individuals, once they lose that magnitude of weight, they've got a lot of extra redundant skin. The skin itself has lost its elasticity, so it won't retract back. So garments can be made to help girdles and that kind of thing to try to keep that extra redundant skin hidden. Also, the skin may have stretch marks, which further reduces the ability for the skin to retract. And if that's the case, then they may seek to undergo an additional procedure to remove that extra skin to help improve the appearance.
Now, what are the surgical options to improve one's appearance after such drastic weight loss?
That's almost a loaded question because it has a multifaceted answer. For any individual, male or female, tummy tuck is one of the first things that people think about because that's where most people tend to gain weight, is truncal obesity. They have the weight gain in the abdominal area. Often a large tummy tuck can be done to reduce that pannus or that redundant extra skin that's present that just hangs over the belt. There are also other areas such as the upper arms. The skin hangs down there. That won't retract very well. Another area sometimes, especially in women with massive weight loss, there will be a lot of weight loss in the breast tissue, and the skin is just redundant and excessive, and a mastopexy or breast lift can be very helpful for women.
What about liposuction? Is that an option?
Liposuction is also called liposculpture, and really it's simply to remove just a small accumulation of fat cells under the skin. That's something that someone just can't get rid of. And these individuals that have had either surgery like lap band surgery or gastric bypass surgery, or if they've been able to manage a lot of weight loss through dieting and exercise under a physician's supervision, those individuals with liposuction would only further thin out the skin, and the skin won't retract at that point. So liposuction is not the answer for this instance.
Okay, so you're actually surgically removing and then sewing back together the body.
Exactly.
The skin, that excess skin. Does insurance cover these type procedures?
Usually insurance does not cover these procedures. I've been in practice here at Cooper Clinic for 13 years. We have tried on several different occasions to submit this to insurance. It's an exhaustive effort, and we go ahead and proceed with the surgery, and then insurance companies come back with a denial. It is not successful, therefore we just simply don't submit them to insurance any longer, and we consider it 100% cosmetic.
Are there payment options available then?
Actually, there are payment options available. And First National Bank right here in Fort Smith has financing available for patients. Of course, we give the patient the information and they go and make their application. There are also agencies, one of them being Care Credit, that is approved by the American Society of Plastic Surgeons. And Care Credit is a nationwide agency that gives loans to individuals for the purposes of surgery.
And I suppose, once again, it would depend on the severity or the amount of skin that you're talking about to determine what the cost would be.
That's exactly right. And, of course, that would require a consultation here in the office to determine what all is involved. Most of these things are outpatient surgeries, so that also keeps the cost down.
Great. If someone is interested in learning more about cosmetic and reconstructive procedures, how can they contact you, Dr. Passmore?
I'd certainly be glad to hear from them, and I've got receptionists that can definitely make an appointment and schedule them. They can look online and find out more information at PassmorePlasticSurgery.com, or certainly call my office directly, which the phone number is 479-274-6600.
All right. We appreciate all this great information, Dr. Passmore. You're listening to On Call with Cooper Clinic, and we've been visiting with Dr. Ann Passmore. She is head of the Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery Center at Cooper Clinic. We thank you so much.
Karen, thank you.